Good morning, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. I'll be here playing the best rock from all eras over the next hour. On today's show, I'm going to tell you about the release of one of the greatest rock albums of all time, which happened this week in 1975. Can you guess it? And I'm going to play the song that got left on the cutting room floor at the last minute. I'm also going to tell you about an iconic rocker who quit the business and became an accountant for 2 years, only to come roaring back with a legendary solo career. Plus, we've got our usuals, Phil's pick, our one-hit wonder, and the best rock from all eras. All ahead in the next hour at 91.5 WMFO.
Down on the ground, my love's been dry for years. I'm lost in the dark, and I feel like a dinosaur. Broken face and broken hands, I'm a broken man. A hermit in her world. The story was much like mine. She could be my Valentine. And although we've never met, I won't forget her yet. She cut herself off from her past. Now she's alone at last. Time. Can't be Dick, no Jesus Christ. Could not help my faith, but I'm underneath the gun. I'm singing about my past. Had myself a wonderful thing, but I could not make it last.
That's a band called Buffalo Tom, formed on the campus of UMass Amherst, had some alt-rock success in the 90s, and are still together. Their latest album, I think, was in 2018. They are a perennial performer at the Hot Stove Cool Music Concerts that Theo Epstein sponsors for his charity, Foundation, to be named later. And before that, we heard the Eagles from their very underwhelming album, The Long Run, really the only good song, I think, on it. In the City, featuring Joe Walsh on that one. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here with you. I hope you had a nice weekend. It is Monday morning, and the big news around here today, today's the first workday of the Orange Line shutdown, so we're going to know a lot more about how it's going to affect us all by the end of the day today. For those of you who are out of market, who don't live in this great city, the Orange Line is one of the four main subway lines in Boston. Tens of thousands of commuters rely on it every day. Recently, there were some high-profile malfunctions, and then the feds came in and took a look, which resulted in a rather abrupt shutdown for a whole month starting today to do what they've called 5 years of maintenance in 30 days. As a result, they expect that the traffic in the Boston area, no fun when things are normal, is going to be horrific. The Globe actually had a heat map of the affected areas of traffic, and it basically looked like a big red tumor over the entire metro area. So anyway, the countdown starts today. Let's brace ourselves for the next 30, 90 days for the Orange Line shutdown. Now that sounds stressful, and so what better antidote to that is there than Phil's pick? My friend Phil from Watertown picks some music for us every week at this time that we feature. songs that he thinks we might like and ought to be listening to. Our feature is called Phil's Pick, and let's hear what Phil has in store for us this week.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Here We Go by Paul Thorne. Paul Thorne is an American singer-songwriter whose style is a mix of blues, country, and rock. Before his professional music career began, he was a professional boxer where he established a respectable 14-4 record. His boxing career highlights include winning the Mid-South Middleweight Championship in Memphis, Tennessee. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Shit. The big events of the day are past, and the late TV shows have come around. I'm number one in the home team, but I still feel unfulfilled. A silent voice in a broken heart complaining that I'm unskilled. And I know that when she thinks of me, she thinks of me as him. But unlike me, she don't work off her frustration in the gym. Recrimination's faster, and the past can never change. A woman's expectations run from both ends of the range. Once she walked with untamed lover's face between her legs. Now he's cool and stifled, then it's she who has to beg. Slip skirts, Jeannie never wears those slip skirts. And I don't ever wear no ripped shirts. Can't pretend that going on her never hurts. Knee pants, Jeannie never wears no knee pants. We have to be so drunk to try a new dance. So afraid of every new romance. Slip skirts, slip skirts.
That's Peter Townsend from his third solo album. The song is called Slit Skirts. And we heard Paul Thorne before that. It was Phil's pick for this week. The name of the song, Here We Go. On Rock of Ages on WMFO, if you are in the Boston area, feel free to listen to us always on the radio at 91.5 FM. But if you can't be with us here in town, or if you can't listen in this time slot, 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock in Monday mornings, then do so through our website at WMFO.org. This is one of my favorite weeks of the year because this week marks the anniversary of the day in 1975 when Bruce Springsteen released Born to Run. And the reason I like it, it's not just because Born to Run is truly one of the greatest albums of all time, but because there's a very interesting story of how the final song list came to be that I like to tell about it. So Born to Run was released on August 25th, 1975, and as of July 2nd of that year, just 6 weeks before the actual release, the song Linda Let Me Be the One was still on it, and Born to Run was not. After all the recording was done, there were 7 songs that were recorded in addition to the ones that you know made it onto the album. Linda Let Me Be the One, Lonely Night in the Park, A Love So Fine, A Night Like This, Janie Needs a Shooter, Lovers in the Cold, and So Young in Love. But the album sequence as of July 2nd included Linda Let Me Be the One and Lonely Night in the Park and deleted Born to Run. However, Mike Appel, the producer of the record, took Bruce aside and said, "Hey, Bruce, we got to talk about this set list." And on July 7th, 1975, an amended final sequence was issued with the released track list and the song list that we know and love on the album. 2 of those 7 songs, Linda Let Me Be the One and So Young and In Love, were finally released on the Tracks box set in 1998. Janie Needs a Shooter would later be reworked by Bruce and Warren Zevon into Jeannie Needs a Shooter, which was included on Warren Zevon's 1980 album, Bad Luck Streak in Dancing School. And finally, in 2020, a recording of the original Janie Needs a Shooter was released on the album Letter to You. So here's the song that was almost immortalized on Born to Run, but was left on the cutting room floor at the last minute. This is Linda, Let Me Be the One. It's Bruce on Rock of Ages.
Like an angel in defeat.
from the amazing album Born to Run, that is Night. And we also heard Linda Let Me Be the One from Bruce Springsteen, which did not ultimately make it into the album, as we recognize that this week in 1975, that phenomenal record by Bruce Springsteen was released. You're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. We play the best rock from all eras, and that includes new music. Ryan Adams is one of the most prolific rock songwriters, performers, and producers in this post-album rock radio era. He has released an astonishing 17 studio albums, including his latest called FM, which is his third album this year, and it's only August. He dropped the single I Want You a couple of weeks ago, and then the entire FM album last Friday. Here's that first release. It's called I Want You. It's new from Ryan Adams on Rock of Ages.
I want you deep inside my heart.
That's a great song for a summer day. Steve Winwood, the title song from Arc of a Diver, which is weird because it was released in the winter of 1981, but I associate that song with the summer. I think maybe that one didn't get a lot of airplay until the summer of 1981. And before that, we heard the new one from Ryan Adams. It's called I Want You. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for waking up with me this morning and taking me along with you on your way to work or maybe school. Some folks are starting school. I don't think the public schools, K through 12, have started yet, but a lot of the colleges are starting to welcome back students, including Tufts University, where this radio station is located. So it's an exciting time of year. Earlier in the show, we talked about the release of Born to Run this week in rock. Well, there are several other things to mention that happened this week in rock history. I never know whether to talk about these things in the present tense or the past tense. I kind of write them in the present tense, so that's how I'm going to share them today. This week in 1967, Keith Moon, drummer for The Who, of course, drives his Lincoln Continental into the swimming pool at the Holiday Inn in Flint, Michigan, to celebrate his 21st birthday, earning the entire band a lifetime ban from the chain. This week in 1969, the Beatles participate in their final photo shoot, which is held on the lawn of John Lennon's home in Sunninghill, England. Photos from the session are used on the front and back covers of their Hey Jude compilation album. This week in 1976, Boston released their self-titled debut album, which, despite being mostly recorded in Tom Scholz's basement studio, becomes one of the best-selling debut albums of all time. This week in 1989, also a local flavor, Rick Ocasek of The Cars marries the model Paulina Porizkova. They met when she starred in the video for The Cars' hit Drive. Also with a local angle, in 1994 this week, Jimmy Buffett swims to safety after crashing his seaplane while trying to take off in Nantucket. Everything worked out fine there. And finally, this week in 2007, Brian May of Queen gets a degree from London's Imperial College. It's not one of those honorary degrees. He earned a PhD in astrophysics. He would have gotten it sooner, but he was busy being a rock star. Birthdays in music this week. Rick Springfield is 73 years old. Gene Simmons of Kiss, born this week in 1949. Keith Moon, who we just mentioned about his driving ability into the swimming pool, died in 1978 at the age of 32, but he would have been 76 this week. Rob Halford, frontman of Judas Priest, is 71. And Elvis Costello, 68 years old this week. Also this week in 1970, Lou Reed played his last gig with the Velvet Underground at the club Max's Kansas City in New York City. His father then brought him home to Long Island and put him to work in his accounting firm, where he stayed for 2 years before signing a solo record deal, a solo career that produced this song. From his second solo album, Transformer, it was produced by David Bowie and Mick Ronson. It received wide radio coverage and became his biggest single, despite its touching on taboo subjects. In the U.S., RCA also released a cleaned-up version of the song, but most radio stations continued to play the unedited version. In 2010, Rolling Stone magazine ranked it as the 223rd greatest song in its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. This is Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild Side, on Rock of Ages.
Holly came from Miami, FLA, hitchhiked away across USA, plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head, even when she was given head. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo. Little Joe never once gave it away. everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that fast. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doo 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 doo.
You're listening to Rock of Ages on 91.5 WMFO. That's Green Day. The song is called Redundant. And we heard Lou Reed before that and Take a Walk on the Wild Side. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa with you for a little bit longer today. We've got some more music, including our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, coming up right after this.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Every week at this time, well, right around this time, we do our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. Today, we turn to the band Tonic. They were formed in 1993 by two childhood friends that hadn't seen each other for years, but they ran into each other in a pool hall in Los Angeles. They started playing clubs around LA, and then they signed a record deal in 1995. They released their first album, Lemon Parade, in 1996, and this song in 1997, which became one of the most radio airplayed songs of that year. They worked on several movie soundtracks throughout the late 90s and released their second album in 1999, another in 2002. By 2004, they were burned out from touring and recording and took a break until 2008. They continued to tour and record, but they never achieved the radio success that they had with their very first release. From 1997, this is Tonic, If You Could Only See, on Rock of Ages.
If you could only see the way she loves me, then maybe you would understand why I feel this way about our love and what I must do. If you could only see how blue her eyes can be when she says, when she says she loves me. Well, you got your reasons and you've got your lies and you've got your manipulations. They cut me down to size. Say you know, but you don't. You love, but you won't. If you could only see the way she loves me, maybe you would understand why I feel this way about our love and what I. She says she loves me.
I was born down by the river where the dirty water flows, and the cold wind cut through me, it cut right through my clothes, and the anger and the yearning like fever in my veins set the fire burning. She came down from Knightstown with her hands hard from the line. From the first time I laid eyes on her, I knew that she'd be mine. Her father was a lawman, he swore he'd shoot me dead, 'cause he knew I wanted Jeannie, and I'd have her like I said. Jeannie needs a shooter, shooter like me. Jeannie needs a shooter. Jeannie needs a shooter, shooter on her side. Jeannie needs a shooter.
That's one of the songs written by Bruce Springsteen that was intended to be on Born to Run but did not make it into the final album. Jeannie Needs a Shooter by Warren Zevon. And before that, we heard our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era this week, Tonic, If You Could Only See. Well, that brings us to the end of the hour, the end of our show for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. This is Ron LaRussa. The name of the show is Rock of Ages. We come here every Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9. I hope you can join me again next week. Until then, try to stay away from driving in the Boston area in light of the shutdown of the Orange Line. Try to stay cool. Have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Imagine me, a dog,